The IRR function is used in place of the rate function when the cash flow stream has unequal items and is no longer an annuity cash flow stream. The IRR function must have both negative and positive cash flows for the IRR function to work. It does call for a guess, largely because it is a kind of complicated quadratic formula. For the most part, just make a guess as to whether the rate is internal rate of return is going to be positive or negative. If you don't put anything in the function, it assumes a default 10% rate guess. The IRR function calculation is illustrated in row 54 below.